بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Still in this chapter of jihad, the importance, virtues and necessity of jihad. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ihtabasa farasan fi sabilillah, a person who keeps a horse ready to go out in the path of Allah, that is, he is ready for jihad, he has all his preparations all the time, whenever the call comes, he is ready to go forth. Imanam billah wa tasdeeqam bi wa'adihi, with two conditions, that he has got proper iman on Allah Ta'ala and the true yaqeen on the promises of Allah Ta'ala, what the rewards for actions will be. فَإِنَّ شِبَعَهُ Then whatever he feeds that horse, وَرِيَعَهُ And the water he gives to that horse, وَرَوْثَهُ And also the dung which comes from that horse, وَبَوْلَهُ And the urine of that horse, فِي مِزَانِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ The reward of all that will be for this person on the day of Qiyamah. That is, any person who stays ready to go out for jihad whenever the call comes, and all his preparations that he makes for that, he will get the reward for that all the time from Allah Ta'ala, and it will be on his scale on the day of Qiyamah. Today, warfare is not with horses. If a person, for example, keeps his firearm ready, that whenever I'm called up for jihad, he keeps his passport ready. Wherever I have to go, I will go. And all that preparation that he makes for that, he will get the reward of all that. It will be on the scale, in the pan of the scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. وعن أبي مسعود رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بناقة مختومة. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that a person came to Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a camel, with the bridle on the camel, that is complete, with all the necessities of the camel, not only the camel but everything that goes with the camel. فَقَالَ هَذِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And he said, I'm giving this in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that whenever for jihad they have to go out, horses were used for fighting and camels were used for carrying the goods, etc., for the necessities of the people who went out in jihad. So he said, I'm giving this camel complete with everything in the path of Allah. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيَ كَرِيمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, لَكَ بِهَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ سَبْعُ مِئَةِ نَاقَةٍ كُلُّهَا مَخْتُومَةٌ That for you, in return of this, you will get 700 camels on the day of Qiyamah, and each one of them will be with its bridle, that is complete. That is, like all good deeds, when a person gives in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah increases it to 700 times. So just you have given one camel, in return Allah will give you the reward of 700 camels on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَبِي حَمَّادٍ وَيُقَالُ أَبُو سُعَادٍ وَيُقَالُ أَبُو أَسَدٍ وَيُقَالُ أَبُو عَامِرٍ وَيُقَالُ أَبُو عَمْرٍ وَيُقَالُ أَبُو الْأَسْوَدِ وَيُقَالُ أَبَا أَبَسٍ أَقْبَةِ بْنِ عَامِرِ الْجُهَنِي رضي الله عنه قال Hazrat Aqba ibn Amir al-Juhani radiyallahu anhu says, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa ala al-mimbari yaqul. I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at that time he was sitting on the mimbar. He was giving a bayan, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in that bayan, Wa'iddu lahum mastata'tu min quwwa. Prepare for them, for the enemy, whatever you can, what is in your means. Whatever is in your means, be prepared for the enemy at all times. Ala inna al-quwa ar-ramyu. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, our power is in the bow and arrow, in shooting the arrow. Ala inna al-quwa ar-ramyu. Second time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it. Ala inna al-quwa ar-ramyu. and the third time also. That is one of the very advanced ways that was in those days. That is, before that it was just fighting man to man, one on one with the sword. Then afterwards, they started fighting with the bow and arrow, that from a distance a person can shoot a person also. So, and as it has come in the ayat of the Quran, which is quoted here, that a person must be ready for the enemy with whatever he has, whatever he, the means he has. So whatever means we have today, if a person keeps a firearm to protect himself also, and he keeps it also, that if it is necessary to go out in jihad, I'm ready to go with it, then he will get great rewards for it. And the training that he does with his firearm, he makes sure that his target is correct all the time. For all that training of his, if his niyat is of jihad, he will get the reward of jihad. If the niyat is to protect himself, which is also a faraz, to protect ourselves and our families, he will get the reward for that. وعنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول حضرت أبو عبز أقبى بن عامر الجهني رضي الله تعالى عنه says I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying ستفتح عليكم أرضون ويكفيكم الله. That lands and lands will be opened up for you. Allah will give you victory over many nations, and many countries will come under your sway, will become Muslim countries. And we see that how many countries where Islam spread and all those people came in the fold of Islam. So when that will, and Allah will be sufficient for you at all times. فَلَا يُعْجِزُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَلْهُوَ بِأَسْهُمِهِ. But none of you must ever give up making his target perfect. That is, keep on training all the time. No matter how many lands come, and you Muslims conquer land after land, but be always ready and always see that you are alert and that you keep on training and making sure your firearms are in order, your target is in order at all times. May Allah give us tawfiq to have the spirit of jihad, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana.